declare the Thursday, October 24th, meeting of the Broward County Planning Council. At this time, I'd like to ask everyone to please rise, and I will ask Mary Graham to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Chair.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. I knew we needed to install our newest member, Denise Birdsong Fernandez, but I didn't want to start that until school board member Good was here with her selfie stick. Because, as you will come to know, we have official photographers, and then we've got the one with the selfie stick.
Really?
So we do nothing unless the selfie stick is here. And since I know the trains were running a little late this morning, it kept school board member Good for a few seconds, so I wanted to at least make sure she was here. So at this time, I'd like to invite Ms. Denise Birdsong Fernandez to come take the oath of office. She's an appointee of County Commissioner Dr. Barbara Sharif. Hi there.
Hi.
Good to see you again. We just bumped into each other downstairs. As she got to watch how much fun it is to enter this building sometimes. At this time, I'd ask you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
The Constitution and government of the United States.
And of the state of Florida.
And of the state of Florida.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
That I am duly qualified to hold office.
Under the Constitution of the state.
Under the Constitution of the state.
And the Charter of Broward County.
And the Charter of Broward County.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
And that I will well and faithfully perform.
The duties of a member.
The duties of a member.
Of the Broward County Planning Council.
Of the Broward County Planning Council.
On which I am now about to enter.
On which I am now about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations. We'll go down there.
By the way, I had dinner a couple of weeks ago.
Do you want me to have your husband?
Wow.
Do you want him in any pictures?
Wow.
He's like, why don't I have her husband? Oh, okay. Good morning.
I do. Okay.
Hi.
Thank you. Ready?
My arm only goes so far.
Come on.
Let the healing begin.
How are you, Commissioner?
How are you? Good to see you, Mary.
Member Birdsong Fernandez, would you like to say good morning to everybody? You're more than welcome to.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be on the council,
Thank you. We are now up to the consent agenda. Do any members of the council have any items from the consent agenda to be pulled? That would be items C1, C2, C3, and C4. There are excused absence requests from Mr. Breslow and from...
Commissioner Parnas and Mr. Rosenoff just let me know last night he had a meeting up in Palm Beach this morning.
Okay, so the excused absence requests under item C4 would include those three. Moved by School Board Member Good, seconded by Mr. DiGiorgio. Any discussion with regard to the consent agenda? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, consent agenda passes unanimously. We're now up to the regular agenda, item R1, the council's report.
No
Mr. Marotis.
No council report, Mr. Chairman.
We are now up to the executive director's report.
Good morning, thank you.
Roll call.
First, I just wanted to take a moment to...
What? You got to tell who we are.
Oh, we didn't do the roll call.
Oh, we have a call. Okay. Madam Clerk, can you please call the roll?
I like the movement, though.
Mr.
Very efficient committee.
We can all count past 10, but that's okay.
Are you ready to adjourn now?
Sometimes.
Just formalities.
Mr. Brian Blackwelder.
Here.
Commissioner Robert Blattner, Richard Blattner.
Here.
Mr. Robert Breslaw. Commissioner Felicia Brunson.
Here.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo.
Here.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
Here.
Ms. Denise Birdsong Fernandez.
Here.
Mayor Michelle Gomez.
Good morning.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Here.
Ms. Mary Graham.
Here.
Mr. Richard Grosso. Mayor Rex Harden.
Here.
Commissioner Bernie Parnas. Ms. Jackie Rayleigh.
Here.
Commissioner Nan Rich.
Here.
Mr. David Rosenoff. Mayor Michael Ryan.
Here now and since the pledge.
This is our first motion. And also for the December meeting.
Commissioner Beverly Williams. Mayor Daniel Sturmer.
Here. Thank you, and my apologies. So we'll go back to the consent agenda. You want to go back to the consent agenda? Go back to the consent agenda. Madam Executive Director, item R2, the Executive Director.
Good morning. Thank you so much. First, I'd just like to welcome Ms. Fernandez, our new member. Welcome to the Planning Council. And I did want to mention that her husband is here in support of her this morning in the back of the room.
Trust us, not every meeting is going to move this quickly. Come see us in January.
We're ordering lunch, don't forget. The second item is just a mention of the United Way campaign that Planning Council staff is holding. If you would like to purchase a square or have already, thank you if you have, but we do have the board here if you are interested in participating. And many members have won this pool before, so just think that, the good luck. So thank you for that. The final item is more work-related, the affordable housing workshop that the County Commission held on this past Tuesday. They were part of the end of the discussion. I'm going to hand it over to Commissioner Rich in a moment. The end of the discussion is that on the November 5th County Commission agenda, there's going to be, I think, four items initiated or requested to be initiated on the Commission agenda related to, some of them are related to the land use plan, the administrative rules document, a residential inclusionary policy is one of the items. The potential change to the bonus density formulas to increase the bonus density, and then residential uses on major corridors or transportation corridors. And many of you may recognize that that looks similar to what you've been looking at the past year. I believe that the County Commission, we also have on the same agenda to set the adoption hearing for that, and I believe the County Commission, based on their discussion, probably will not set the adoption hearing and will initiate the updated concept as part of their items. And I just wanted to alert you to that. With that, I will hand it over to Commissioner Rich.
Thank you, Barbara. I just wanted to, Barbara's kind of framed it. We had a pretty active discussion this past week on affordable housing, long overdue workshop as far as I'm concerned. And as a result of the needs assessment study by FIU Metropolitan Center. We have a lot of information that I think, you know, needs to be processed and that we need to use to help us kind of move ourselves out of the crisis that we have in our community. It's not going to be easy, that's for sure. It's overwhelming, but we have to start you know, somewhere. I'm very happy to say that the county is actually going to be providing money for $5 million each for three applications that will be going in to the Florida Housing Finance Corporation. And that's as a result of the county putting in that additional gap financing money. So we'll have a project with Fort Lauderdale, a project with Pompano, and a project with Pembroke Pines. And I just personally want to thank those three cities for the incredible job that they're doing. They are really trying to move the ball forward here and try and help solve the issue. Everything that we looked at under the microscope of House Bill 7103, which was passed last year. One of the things that we are going to be doing this year is working on a couple of local bills. Heavens knows if they'll, you know, make it through, but part of the issue with affordable housing was it's not included under capital facility, I think is the wording.
The infrastructure.
So we are going to be discussing that with Senator Lee, who was the sponsor of the bill on the Senate side, to see if we can get some movement there, because that affects everybody, school board, everybody down the line. But as far as these others, they were mentioned, some of them, the bonus density, the residential use on major corridors. That was to take advantage, of course, of a couple of things. First, the numbers of shopping centers and some other commercial properties where there is an opportunity because of reduction of people going into shopping centers and increase in online purchasing and so forth, to be able to use those for residential use. But that, of course, has to, you know, again, has to change our plan. So the plan that was presented by Senator Geller talks about using major roads and any city. I want to say this. One of the points that was made is that, you know, cities will have the opportunity, you know, to determine if a road is not something they want to use or they do. So there'll be a lot of you know, flexibility there. But you know, the major roads where we have, where the surtax is going to help us, enable us to expand our transportation options, those would be, you know, some of the things we'd be looking at. Linkage, also changing the study that we use to determine whether a city has enough affordable housing. The commission was pretty much agreed on the fact that we needed to move from the Meridian study to the FIU Metropolitan Center study. Let's see. The 30-year requirement was another thing that came up, because so many units go off the market too quickly if it's only 15 years. And so we were looking at trying to, you know, have everything kind of synchronized there, so it would be a 30-year option, 30 years for it to remain affordable. So those are just some of the things. The county administrator is going to present to us on November 5th all the options that she believes we kind of had some kind of consensus with at the meeting, and then we'll discuss it. And then what I would like to suggest, and I hope, we'd like to move this along pretty quickly so that we can, you know, get started on some of the projects. And so if we could, we get this on the November meeting, if we are having a December meeting. Are we having a December meeting, may I ask?
We are having a December 12th public
right.
hearing.
That's what I thought, yeah. So I would like to ask that we make some time available then to discuss it and to begin the process in December.
Sure, I can put a regular agenda item on. So what I would do after the November 5th, or before the November 5th, is distribute to all the planning council members the items that are going to be on the agenda, and then we can put together a more formal packet for your books in December. And then, as a reminder, you've committed that the January public hearing will only be for the Tamarack Woodlands mm-hmm. application, for that application. Mm-hmm. Right. So that could put us at as early as February
right.
for consideration. That could give us some time for workshops and to start the public input process.
Okay. And lastly, I just want to mention another strategy that we're looking at as a local bill. Again, going back, looking at the authorization to levy a discretionary surtax on documents to create more affordable housing revenue. Dade County, as you know, is the only county that has that opportunity. We are going to try this year again to see if we can get that for Broward County, in addition to trying, obviously, to go back with the Sadowski money again. But, you know, I think last year we had two legs of the stool. We had the governor who said he wasn't going to sweep, and we had Senator Galvano, Senate President, who said, no, we're going to use all that money. So we had one leg that was kind of weak, and that was the one in Dade County from Speaker Oliva. And they have a major crisis in Broward County, even with their surtax. So we're hoping again this year that there'll be a major push to keep that money where it belongs and going to the ship and the sail programs and divided among the counties as they should be. So those are just a couple of things, the capital facility change in 7103 and the affordable housing, the discretionary surtax. So as the session moves on, whatever organizations everybody's with, I hope they will put it at the top of their agendas, and the League of Cities and so forth, everybody could work hard to, it's certainly on the Broward County top of the of our priorities for those things. So that's it, and I don't know if anybody has any questions, but it's where we are.
School board member Good.
No, just very quickly, it's just very exciting to hear progress being made with regard to this topic. It's just unfortunately that December meeting is one of the meetings that I know several of us that serve on MPO will not be able to be in attendance because of the other commitment.
We moved it. Well, December 12th is the MPO conflict, but also it's not going to be a voting item on December. I think she was asking for a discussion of what was initiated in November. Mm-hmm. So
it's just, it would, yeah, I just yeah. love to be a part of that discussion, and I didn't want her to believe that because I wasn't in attendance, it wasn't
so
because
come
I,
here instead of going to the MPO.
I'm deputy vice chair, so yeah. It makes it a little difficult. Sorry.
Anybody have anything else? We'll have a robust conversation and discussion in December. As I said to Commissioner Rich, Senator Rich, particularly when it comes to changing the methodology, regardless of the methodology, the number's big. And the county commission decides on which methodology, and every change we've done in the past has been done at the request of the county commission, and when mm-hmm. they don't like the outcome, they change it again. Mm-hmm. Either way, the number's big. And it's not going to get fixed in our lifetime, sadly, but we're making progress towards it. So as I have in the past, I've gotten hung up on which methodology. Either one of them, they're large, like 45,000 at a minimum, depending on which one you want to look at. So we'll have that conversation. Anybody have anything else under Ms. Blake Boy? You weren't done, I don't believe. Were you done?
Well, I am done with my official report. Okay. The other thing I have to report is we have two public hearing items today. Item PH1 is a quasi-judicial recertification in the city of Tamarack, and the city has waived the quasi-judicial hearing. There are no public speakers on either PH1 or PH2, only applicants for questions only on PH1 and PH2. Staff is recommending approval of both items.
Thank you. Housekeeping items. If you have not purchased your box yet for the box pool, please ensure you see staff before you leave. Since we're not meeting before the game, this is your last opportunity, unless you're going to be in Government Center, to come back and buy one. Two, the bagel fund in the back is self-funded, and we're running low on funds. Okay. So if you'd like to assist in ensuring at future meetings we can have breakfast, please, there's a jar back there. Please make a contribution to the jar. And lastly, I want to thank the council and staff for your thoughts and your prayers and your condolences. I couldn't make it last month to the meeting because my dad was in the hospital and he had coded overnight and since has passed. So thank you all for your thoughts, your prayers, your phone calls, your emails. They truly are touching. As I said at my commission meeting the other night, there are times in our community where we disagree on policy, but at the end we come together as a community. And it truly is meaningful that people you can fight with every day and at meetings send you emails and make phone calls to you. And that truly is a testament to our community and the goodness of our community. So on behalf of my whole family, I want to personally thank each of you for your reaching out. It truly is meaningful to me, so thank you. Anybody want to pull items PH1 or PH2 since there are no public speakers on them? Is there a motion to approve PH1 and PH2? It's been moved by School Board Member Good, seconded by Mayor Harden. All those in favor of PH1, PH2 signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Motions pass unanimously. With that, we are done. Have a good morning, everybody.